You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In the Benny Green Archives.
Probably the name Lewis Lesinski doesn't commend itself much to you, especially if you suffer from sibilance. But as Lou Leslie, to give him his name in the bankruptcy courts, he was very well known indeed around the years between the wars. Wars, by the way, is a reference to the First World War between Abraham Erlanger and his rivals, and the Second War in which the Schubert brothers emerged the victors. Lou Leslie carved himself a piece of the market by concentrating on the great black artists who found it difficult to win acceptance in what some jokers used to refer to once as the legitimate theatre. There was nothing very subtle about Leslie's methods. To let people know they were going to see black artists, he called his shows Blackbirds. Everything revolves around that blatant premise. In 1931, he even presented a review called Rhapsody in Black. And later, when he used mixed casts, he still traded on the Blackbird's name. The great thing about Leslie's shows were the songs. It was his productions which introduced some of the great standards. But another great thing was his one-track mind. For instance, when he brought a show to London in 1927 with some local people in it, he couldn't very well call it Blackbirds, but he did the next best thing. He called it Whitebirds. I swear that's true. But if Whitebirds didn't make much of a mark, some of his editions did make real history. And a bit of plagiarism, too. Remember a couple of programmes back, I played Anne Southern singing an old Rodgers and Hart song called Where's That Rainbow, whose verse includes the lines, "My luck has gotten from rotten to worse." Well, a year later, there was a song in Blackbirds of 1928 which went like this.
I can't give you anything but love, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby, you can dream a while, scheme a while. I'm sure you'll find happiness, and I guess all the things you've always pined for. Gee, it's good to see you looking swell, baby, with those diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell. Pretty baby, until the lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Bracelets old Woolworth never sells, baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything, can't afford.
I can't give you anything but love. The words were by Dorothy Fields, including the rotten gotten quote. Now, one of Lou Leslie's funniest escapades was a show called The International Review. It had people from all sorts of places, including Gertrude Lawrence, the dancer Anton Dolin, and one or two others who never became household words, not even in their own houses. For instance, Viola Dobos from Budapest, and even odder, one Robert Conche from Paris. Now, Conche was very small. In fact, explained by the fact that he was only 10 years old. But he was a very busy little bee. In the show, he played the violin, squeezed the concertina, and also conducted the orchestra. And Conch is interesting for one other reason. International Review was not only his first ever show, but also his last ever show. The show itself was a great flop, which in retrospect may seem surprising, because the score included one of the all-time hit songs.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear? Side of the street, I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. My feet on the sunny side of the street. Just grab your coat and grab your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side, the sunny side. Can't you hear Peter Pan?
Sunny Side of the Street, which incidentally includes one of the most mispronounced words throughout the entire range of popular music. A majority of singers are happy to warble I'd Be Rich as Rocky Fellow, which is, I suppose, one way of not giving publicity to a family that doesn't really need it. Sunny Side of the Street, by the way, a lot of people insist, was written by Fats Waller and was sold in a quick sale. However, it's the only one example among many of an important song that was born into a show whose smell seeped out of the theatre for miles around. Lou Leslie was no Flo Ziegfeld, and sometimes the reviews he sponsored were just flung together. But some idea of how cavalier he could be about the ingredients is conveyed by the fact that when he first started out in the early 1920s, he used himself as a librettist, and cavalierier than that you can't get. The Blackbirds of 1933 was a perfect example. It was such a mess that in spite of the fact that Bill Bojangles Robinson was in the cast, it turned out to be one of those shows that people talk about going to see when it opens, unaware that it's already closed. Blackbirds of 1933 lasted 3 weeks. But the funny thing is, mind you, I don't suppose Lou Leslie found it funny. The funny thing is that at least three of the songs managed to become well known in various ways. 3 weeks is not a very long time for a song to plug itself into the national consciousness, but it happened. Now, none of these three songs were world-famous hits, but they all three do have a life today, and that's quite an achievement. One of the three, written by Ned Washington and Victor Young, has become quite famous as a song with a philosophy. Now, whether or not it's an advisable one is up to each individual listener. But in the days when it was written, and in the society it was written in, there were lots of people who tried to abide by their philosophy.
Hey, don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around 100 years from today? And why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven, on Mama Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a very good sign. Cling to me closer, say you'll be mine. Remember, baby, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. Laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. 'Cause there's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer, say that you'll be mine. Remember, baby, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
A 100 years from today, one of the lightning hits from Blackbirds of 1933. Now, the second song from the show to survive that fiasco was something called Your Mother's Son-in-Law, but it only survives because it happened to be the first recording ever made by Billie Holiday. The third song was written by the husband and wife team of Alberta Hunter and Man Holliner, and has one of those built-in sets of harmonies which endears it to the improvising musician.
You just don't begin to know the spot you've got me in. If I ever thought you'd be untrue, I just couldn't take it, baby, loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'd been giving my poor self a ride, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it, baby, couldn't do without you now. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're playing at. I just can't go gay, laugh off love that way. Can't help it, you made me like that. If I ever found out it was just a runaround, and I didn't mean a thing to you, I just couldn't take it, baby, loving you the way I do. Thank you.
When the songs in a show are as engaging as this one, we may perhaps be excused for asking why it flopped so badly. 3 weeks, after all, falls into the disaster category. Anything less than 3 months is a mistake, less than a month a disaster, less than a week a traffic accident, one night something not to be mentioned in polite society. So what went wrong with Lou Leslie's Blackbirds of 1933? Well, I can take a guess and say that perhaps the book was pure gibberish. I deduce that from the credits, which tell me that the said book was garbled together by Man Holliner, who is really just a lyric writer, and by his partner, none other than Lou Leslie. Now, we know that Leslie had great difficulty writing, especially when it came to signing checks, so I suppose that by saving money and employing himself as a librettist, he helped the disaster along. Never mind, we forgive them all because of the songs, including this one.
Begin to know the spot you got me in. If I ever thought you'd be untrue, I just couldn't take it, baby, loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'd been giving my poor self a ride, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it, baby, couldn't do without you now. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're playing at. I just can't go gay, laugh or bluff that way. Can't help it, you made me like that. If I ever found out it was just a runaround, and I didn't mean a thing to you, I just couldn't take it, baby, loving you the way I do, loving you the way I do.
Maxine Sullivan and her Swedish All-Stars with I Just Couldn't Take It, Baby, which is exactly what the public said to Lou Leslie regarding Blackbirds of 1933. I said earlier that Leslie sometimes brought his shows to London, and that brings us forward out of ancient times into something a bit more accessible. In 1936, Leslie brought a show to London for C.B. Cochrane to produce. It was called, surprise, surprise, Blackbirds of 1936, and the only thing wrong with it was that it didn't exist. What Leslie did was to sign up some people and ship them over, hoping by the time opening night came round, there would have magically evolved a show. And magically, that's exactly what happened, thanks mainly to the fact that Leslie had been thoughtful enough to include in the shipment a couple of good songwriters. These were an ex-Dixieland piano player called Rube Bloom and a rising lyricist of the day, Johnny Mercer. The idea was for them to do some writing on the boat coming over, but that kind of plan never works unless you're either P.G. Woodhouse or Alec Waugh. When the gang arrived in London, nothing much had been done, and Mercer and Bloom sat in their room at the Savoy Hotel trying to figure out what currency, if any, Leslie was likely to pay them in. They decided that until they saw some sort of an advance, they would magically lose their ability to write. Leslie called their bluff and they called his. The two songwriters enjoyed themselves seeing the sights until Leslie's nerve cracked and he was forthcoming. Then Mercer and Bloom started to write songs, including one which I would swear is a parody of the sort of Ruritanian love ballad which was all the fashion in the London theatre of the period. I think an alternative title for this one should surely have been I'm Just a fellow with a novello. It's the least characteristic song Mercer ever wrote, either with Rube Bloom or anyone else. Not all the songs winked at the local conventions quite as broadly as that. In the cast that Leslie brought over were the Nicholas brothers, then, of course, very young. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Johnny Mercer still remembers sitting in the stalls during rehearsals while the younger and tinier of the Nicholas brothers slept peacefully in her arms. But the Nicholas brothers, when they were awake, put a great deal of life into the show, which opened in Manchester, came to London, and ran for nearly 200 performances. For Mercer, it was just a brief episode. Soon he was back in America and ready to embark on his brief but brilliant partnerships with Harry Warren and Richard Whiting. The London jaunt was forgotten. So it was instructive to play him a recording, and this is in the 1970s, from that forgotten show and watch his reactions. He told me he'd never heard this next recording and had never heard the song since leaving London in the late summer of 1936. Across the gulf of a lifetime, This recording beckoned to him and drew a few smiles out of him.
I feel happy and I stay happy no matter what the season. They're all as nice as they can be to me. No blue Mondays for this young chappie, and there's a darn good reason. It's quite a simple recipe. I've got a twinkle in my eye and a twinkle in my toe.
Twinkle in Your Eye and Nicholas Brothers from Blackbirds of 1936. Almost the last attempt at glory by the Blackbirds impresario Lou Leslie. As I said, Mercer's career went on after that for another 40 years, all of them brilliant. But coming to his last Broadway show, there were a few songs in that one which never deserved the neglect they've since suffered. That show was Foxy, an adaptation of Ben Jonson's Volpone, and I'm delighted to see that one of those neglected songs turns up in a new release by that very fine singer, Ernestine Anderson.
Talk to me, baby. Tell me lies. Tell me lies as sweet as apple pie. And if your lips have never told a fib, you might ad-lib with your eyes. Prevaricate if you must. Just talk to me, baby, soft and low. Then if you decide it's really so, swear you'll be mine forever. Whisper, you tremble with a wild desire to light the fire in my eyes. Come on, tell me I'm gorgeous. Exaggerate, prevaricate if you must. Just talk to me, baby. Soft and low. Then if you decide it really so, well, you'll be mine forever. Otherwise, I'll just talk to me and tell me.
Ernestine Anderson with the Johnny Mercer song from the ill-fated Burt Lahr musical of 1964, Foxy. The album that track comes from is called simply Ernestine Anderson and includes a lot of very good standard songs, including the one whose words greatly surprised the composer when he first heard them. That composer was Burton Lane, who was trying to write the title song for a show to be called On a Clear Day. Now, Lane wrote a tune which he imagined would consist of a catalogue of days which only got clear at the end. For instance, it would start on a grey day, and then it would become on a sad day, and so on. Instead, Alan Lerner struggled through several versions, which Lane says he didn't think too much of, and then suddenly, finally, arrived at the marvellous set of words we now know.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who, just who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star you feel part of. Every mountain, sea, and shore, you can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever more.
Clear Day by Burton Lane and Alan Lerner, a song which now belongs in the standard repertoire. Now, a recording arrived at my house during the week, which really took me back to the teen time and the start of Capitol Records. The album featured a singer who I regarded as highly eccentric at the time. Now that I hear her, all these years later, I realise she really was highly eccentric, or maybe eccentrically high. She says that she saw the Jimmy Lunceford Band performing this next song when she was 12. And fulfilled her ambition when, in the 1950s, she finally got around to recording it.
Ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. And that's what gets results. It ain't what you do, it's the time you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. And that's what gets results. You can try hard, it don't mean a thing. Take it easy, breezy, and you start to swing. It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. And that's what gets results. About half past three. My daddy said, Ella, come here to me. He says things may come and things may go, but here is one thing that you gotta know.
Think what you do.
It's the way how to do it.
Think what you do.
It's the way how to do it.
Think what you do.
It's the way how to do it. And that's what gets results.
Think what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the way how to do it. And that's what gets results. You can try hard, it don't mean a thing. Take it easy, breezy, and you'll start to swing. It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it. And that's what gets results. That's what gets results. You'll get some fine results.
Same what you do, and the voice, of course, belonged to Ella Mae Morse, a lady who very nearly blighted my adolescence with a long-forgotten piece of pastoral called Cow Cow Boogie. Miss Morse's revival album is on Capitol. It's a new reissue, and it's called Sensational. 50 years ago this week, a movie was unveiled in America which made history. Nothing I can say about it can expand our interest or our admiration. You just have to listen.
I've been a Roman Romeo. My Juliets have been many, but now my Roman days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you. Mama, I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you.
I've been a roaming Juliet. My Romeos have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. Yeah, I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Yes, I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through.
Yes. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account.
Yes, and honey, I decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm
putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
I'm I'm putting all my eggs in one basket from the film Follow the Fleet, which was officially released this week exactly 50 years ago. The tale about two sisters and two sailors is one of the corniest in all the art of storytelling, but it worked because one of the sailors was Astaire and one of the sisters Ginger Rogers. The songs were by Irving Berlin, who, like Astaire, received no salary but instead took 10% of the profits, which must have been a tidy sum. In those days, a film costing $1 million was unheard of. So when the first time round the circuit, Follow the Fleet took $3 million at the box office, everybody was happy. The songs were, of course, marvellous, and long ago became standards. What's interesting is to hear them filtered through the style of some artist who has no place in the rarefied air of the world of Fred and Ginger.
As you listen to the band, don't you get above board? As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow? If you step out on the floor, you'll forget your troubles. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woes. So come get together, let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go, let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold but the music's hot, so come cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax, and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go. Let yourself go.
Irving Berlin did write it for Fred. In the picture, Fred is a tap-dancing musical sailor. Incidentally, in the Navy dance band he fools around with, you can spot on saxophone Tony Martin. Anyway, there had to be a song about being a band leader, and here it is, revived years later.
You know that I have ambitions for lofty positions that wind up with the wealth of the land. I'll give you the throne that a king sat on for just a small baton, providing you included a band. If I could be the wealthy owner of a large industry, I would say, not for me, I'd rather lead a band. If I could be a politician with a chance to dictate, I would say, let it wait, I'd rather lead a band. I'm rich as old Croesus, my every care ceases when I've got 10 pieces in hand. If I could have a millionaires with a whole flock of banks, I would just whisper thanks, I'd rather lead a band. A saxophone, a slide trombone, a bass, fiddle, and a drum. A guy at the piano who makes it hum. A violin, trumpet and guitar, and me with the baton, and there you are!
Another song from Follow the Fleet. There were at least another two in this film which belonged to Irving Berlin's list of vintage works, and one of them was the victim of a hair-raising crime by unknown hands some years ago. There's a scene in the picture where the meek and mild sister, played by Harriet Hilliard, sits by an ornamental pool and sings to her own reflection. Soon the reflection also shows the homely face of Randolph Scott, and the theme of the song is temptation. Now, Irving Berlin, being a most devout gentleman, used a quote from the Bible for his title. Somebody in Britain took exception to the word Satan. And to this day, when you see the picture on television, you will hear the word Satan snipped out of the soundtrack. Anyway, here is the song with nothing cut.
Get thee behind me, Satan. I want to resist, but the moon is low and I can't say no. Get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. I mustn't be kissed, but the moon is low and I may let go. Get thee behind me. Someone I'm mad about is waiting in the night for me. Someone that I mustn't see. Satan, get thee behind. Promised to wait, but I won't appear, and he may come here. Satan, he's at my gate. Get thee behind me. Stay where you are, it's too late.
Get Thee Behind Me censored, Ella Fitzgerald, which leaves the undisputed masterpiece from Follow the Fleet, one of Berlin's greatest songs, one of the most original structures throughout the song range, in fact, a song which has always been on my shortlist for the best of the entire decade. What is American popular music, people often ask? Here's an answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music in love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, face the music and dance.
Frank Sinatra facing Irving Berlin's music and making it dance. And that's it. See you same time next week.
Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to come up with the bill, and while we still have got that chance, face that music and dance. Soon teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music. Look at that music. Why not face the music and dance?
You've been listening to In the Benny Green Archives here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on, along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.